A week before the New York Democratic primary, Andrew Cuomo has ended his candidacy for governor. The former federal housing secretary made the announcement yesterday. He was hoping to defeat incumbent Governor George Pataki, the Republican who defeated Cuomo's father, Mario, 8 years ago. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
The night Andrew Cuomo announced he was running for governor of New York, his whole family, including Father Mario, was there. So is the son of Martin Luther King Jr. and the daughter of Robert Kennedy, who's Andrew Cuomo's wife. But outside that room, there was little warmth for Cuomo. Already running was State Controller Carl McCall, who, if elected, would be New York's first black governor. People like Congressman Charles Rangel didn't want to see Cuomo get in McCall's way. The bickering stayed mostly inside party ranks until in April, Cuomo said Republican Governor George Pataki merely held Mayor Giuliani's coat after the September 11th attacks. Even Democratic voters reacted viscerally to that remark. Cuomo's negative ratings soared. By July, he was trailing in private polls, and Senator Charles Schumer endorsed McCall. On Labor Day, Cuomo marched alone in Brooklyn's well-attended West Indian Day parade in the pouring rain, while Senator Hillary Clinton, officially neutral, marched with McCall. On Tuesday morning, Cuomo woke to a new poll showing him trailing by 22 points. By early afternoon, with President Bill Clinton at his side, he was calling it quits, acknowledging his own shifting message had failed to take hold.
But I also learned you can sometimes have too many good ideas. And when you try to communicate too many ideas, sometimes you wind up communicating nothing.
Many Democrats believe, with no chance of winning, Cuomo's dropping out helped salvage his political career. Even so, McCall campaign sources say Cuomo tried until the very end to negotiate a role for himself in the McCall campaign, an offer they refused. Cuomo dropped out anyway.
This is not to say that I don't want to win. I do want to win very badly. I tend to believe we could do great, great things for the state of New York. It's not that I don't believe in vigorous political debate. I do. But this is also a very special time and in many ways a unique time.
The commemorations of the September 11th attacks were always going to eclipse the victor of the Democratic primary scheduled for September 10th. But at a rally-like news conference yesterday, McCall got a jump on his themes for the general election.
Today, as a result of what has happened, New Yorkers stand united. We're all together in our common commitment to improve schools for our children, and to knock down every obstacle and give every New Yorker the chance to succeed.
Despite being subjected to a verbal drubbing from Cuomo for more than a month, McCall was gracious in victory. Less kind was Pataki's campaign manager, Adam Stoll. Andrew Cuomo's troubles began the minute he engaged in negative personal attacks against Governor Pataki, Stoll said in a written statement, and he never recovered. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.